That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Zach Reno.
That one's Jessica McKenna. We got Scott Passarella,
King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord hits.
We got Dana Wickens, The Boom, is currently in another room, got pulled away in a work call, will be back at some point during the app.
Dana Wickens, the drums get a beating, she got pulled into a meeting.
Wow. Probably your best punch-up of my work of all time.
I just thought it was an addendum. They can both live together.
No, my God, no, I loved it. It's brilliant.
Dana Wickens, y'all be singing, but her phone is ringing.
Okay. Oh, do you hear the dulcet tones of a fabulous guest on the mic?
We've got two of them today. And again, as we approach episode 300, we wanted to bring back some of our all-time faves. These are all-time faves for obvious all-time reasons. Please welcome back to the pod, incredible, hilarious friends, Zeke Nicholson and Mary Stone! Wow.
Thank you.
For all-time reasons.
All-time reasons.
All-time reasons.
Also, we're around a new table today.
We have a table. I should say Brett and Dana have a table.
Brett and Dable have a table that I've claimed.
Brett and Dable?
Brett and Dable? Brett and Dana able for a table.
Brett and Dable got a table.
Wow.
It's nice. It's smooth.
It's strong.
But I'm wondering how it's going to affect the story.
You know, I feel like I'm going to slide over a number.
And I'm going to say, is this your best offer?
That's right.
It's a lot of good negotiation has taken place. Good bones on
this table. Do you think they still do numbers or did they just text each other now?
Do you know... That would be fun. I feel like the slide...
The slide is fun.
It's very fun.
You lose something.
This
doesn't
my
happen.
Old... Where I used to live, my former roommate, I had like moved out, but our former landlord was like trying to sell the house. And it was very funny that she was trying to figure out how much money was required to get him to move out. And both of them had clearly read a like, do not negotiate the first offer book. And so it was him being like, well, how much are you going to pay me? And her being like, well, how much do you want? And they just could not, nobody would make a first move. And that lasted 4 weeks. Don't make a first move.
Don't ever make the first move.
Don't negotiate against yourself. You don't lay it out. That's absolutely right.
If you're walking around a flea market and someone's like, how much do you want for that? And they say, make me an offer. You say, you make me an offer. And you just keep saying that.
You say, I see this tiny sticker, but is this the real offer?
That's right. Because life is a negotiation.
Yeah, that's
right. Wow, I never really thought about it like that.
Yeah, we're all just negotiating time here until we're dust.
That's cool.
Until we're dust. You got any fun summer plans?
Yeah.
Well.
Incredible transition.
I'm turning to dust.
Marching towards death. Slowly marching towards death.
I'm slowly marching towards dust.
I could see Scott's fingers on the piano, and I was like, I actually don't want to talk about dust.
So before we're dust, summer.
Summer.
Summer, though.
Man.
Also, I was like, oh, we're talking about negotiations, and our last episode was all about the strike. So
that's
I was
true.
Like, okay, careful. Let's have a different variety.
We did that. Those of you watching the video will see that Zeke did come prepared to go pick it immediately.
Yeah.
He's rapping that.
Yeah. That's right.
Strong.
Guild strong.
And if you're listening to this way later, at the time of this recording, we are still on strike.
The strike is over. It's almost like it never happened.
It's almost like it never happened. But now we're talking about summer.
Summer plans. Yeah, a little bit of travel. Going to do an Oregon trip.
Okay.
Ooh, An Oregon trail.
Yeah.
Great.
Dysentery is on the menu.
Fording That's the right. river, shooting too many bison.
Pow, pow, pow.
Even though you're so good at that mini game where you shoot bison.
That part
and then it's
is
like you
so
actually killed too many bison. You've doomed your party by killing
You don't have too many. You don't have enough people in your party. You don't have enough wagons and you don't have enough salt to cure it. Do you remember that? Like you could salt some of the meat
and keep it for later. Because in real life, it's like, what are we talking about? I'm just going to leave this bison behind.
Leave
to shoot it for shooting's sake.
Yeah.
Well, but they shouldn't make the mini games so fun.
Yeah.
It was like
too fun
hunt,
to hunt.
But
yeah, but
like,
but slow bison just like moving across the plane.
Wow.
Can you imagine doing a video game where like the point for children was like, we're going to show you a bunch of animals. It's fun to shoot them. But actually, the point is restraint.
Yeah.
Actually, don't shoot all of them.
I mean, the Oregon Trail was a very, very valuable lesson in, like, people die. That's not the best way to get across a river.
And also taught us about... yes. It's an incredible lesson of at the very end. You've made it all the way. You somehow survived dysentery and shooting too many bison. You didn't decide to bring a piano at the beginning, which was something you could load up your wagon with.
But you guys would have brought a piano.
But at the very end, the player in me was like, yeah, I'm going to bring a piano. But then it's like, it weighs, like if you bring a piano, you can't bring your child.
Yeah, so
like,
bring your family.
But at the very end, it's like, do you want to ford the river or do you want to pay this professional
to take you across the river?
And, but like the river mini game at the end is the best part. That whole game was like, here's all this fun stuff. If you do any of it, you will lose.
Yes. Yes. It's like, actually, we're trying to teach you risk management. We're like, you have to shoot some bison, but you only actually need one bison to feed your party.
But like the mini game goes on for a minute.
Yeah. What are you supposed to do?
Yeah. What am I going to do with all this salt?
Yeah.
Hello.
But there was a party that left when they departed on the Oregon Trail from
Boston
to
Oregon.
It went north to Oregon or south to California. It split at a certain
but
point.
But this party didn't do things the normal way because this Oregon Trail party did all the things you're not supposed to do and had a great time along the way.
What are you doing this summer? Do you want to go on the trail with me?
We live in Boston all year. It's a bummer. I feel like there's so much in the West to see.
Cause it's time to head out. Time to cross the plains.
I want an Oregon Trail with you. Oregon Trail with you.
Well, my summer plans are clear. I think I'm gonna be a pioneer. But I must to myself be true. So I'm gonna do all the stuff that you are not supposed to do, like kill every bison and load up my piano. Cause if you're not having fun on the way, then why are you doing it, you know? But at the end of it all, will I survive? It's unclear. If I ford that river, will I be alive?
So guess it's time to tell my rotten story. Everyone thinks that I'm just into blood and gory. But the truth is, I'm a bit of a social pariah. Because this is the truth, I promise it's not a lie. My boyfriend, he made a public spectacle out of me. He said, travel the world, and there's so much things we can see. But the truth is, I need to get out of here and start a new life. Maybe I can find myself a wife on the Oregon Trail with you.
Okay, so we're bringing the piano.
Yes.
Yes to the piano.
100% yes to the piano.
How much salt do we need?
I heard, I got one letter from a cousin who survived the trail last summer.
Oh.
And they said, here's what you don't know. First of all, statistically, many of us will die. And also,
okay,
bring a little bit more salt than you think.
Okay.
That's right.
Not
I'm
a ton
ignore
more
salt. The first part because, like, yeah, 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 couldn't be us.
Also, that's my freaking cousin. You guys remember my cousin.
Oh.
Shannon.
God. Shannon.
Shannon's
like,
cool, but Shannon's...
Like Shannon's, like, always making the story about Shannon.
Yeah, it's not
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Like, and I was like, okay.
It's the Oregon Trail, not the Shannon Trail.
Thank you.
I gotta be honest. I do not want to live in a world with bland food. So
right.
I will carry the salt alone if I have to.
Clyde, I'm with you.
Thank you.
I'm with you.
But I'm not eating nothing that doesn't taste salty.
Let's get salt. Let's get pepper in big sacks.
Okay. His name is Clyde and he's bringing salt and pepper. Okay.
That's right.
My name is Margaret and I'm bringing.
Margaret, you don't got to put yourself in the spot like that. It's a big discussion.
Sorry.
No, I want to know, Margaret. What
I
are
got
you
worried
bringing?
We were playing one of those games.
Oh, okay. We got to bring games.
My name is Margaret, and I'm bringing games and snacks.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. My name is Linda, and I'm bringing this big barrel of pelts.
Oh, I'm sorry. You can't bring a barrel of pelts.
Why not?
His name is Clyde, and he's bringing salt and pepper. My name is Margaret. I'm bringing games and snacks. You can't bring barrel of pelts.
Oh, no. I just remembered this game. And I also remembered that I don't remember this game.
I don't remember this game. But his you're name, the game master, Margaret. Tell us the
is,
rules.
His name is Clyde.
Okay, right. Listen.
Okay.
His name is Clyde. He's bringing salt and pepper. My name is Margaret. I'm bringing games and snacks.
You can't bring a barrel of pelts.
I can bring a barrel and pelts.
Yeah! Her name is Linda, and she's bringing barrels and pelts.
My name is Brian. I'm bringing ants and ants.
I think, yeah, maybe you can bring ants and ants. I kind of wish you were bringing ants and flies. But I think you can bring ants and ants. Now also,
why did I panic and think I was bringing ants? Nobody needs to bring ants. They're all having a good time planning. And now I'm gonna have to go find a bunch of ants.
I'm a fucking idiot. Why did I say salt and pepper? Obviously, I should have been the one to bring the ants.
Something else.
I'm taking it back. My name is Brian, and I am not bringing ants and ants. I'm bringing pianos and ants. Oh, Brian, you did it again. You almost made it through. But you said ants again. again, and now everyone is mad at you.
Dang it, Brian's bringing the ants, and I guess that is that. Cause if now I say I'm also bringing ants, I'll look like a copycat.
Oh, I'm such a stupid idiot. I was hoping my snacks could be ants, but now I can't bring ant snacks, cause Brian's just bringing ants.
I'm feeling good about my choices. I'm feeling great about my choices, because what these guys don't know is that my pants are littered with ants.
My name is Martin, and I'm bringing something and something else.
I'm bringing
something else.
And then we'll all just sort of bring what other stuff we think we might need.
Yeah.
Wagons away.
Hey, other oxen and horses. Sorry, I was just assuming you were all oxen. I think one of you actually is a horse, though. Am I right?
I'm a horse.
I thought you might have been a horse. Y'all are oxen.
There are three oxen and one horse.
Oh, here she goes.
We thought we brought a counting horse. We brought this horse.
A trot.
We brought a circus horse that loves to sort of perform.
I do dressage. A trot. I'm a horse who dances. That means I do dressage.
How do we talk to...
Listen, if she breaks her ankle on the trail, I'm not leaving her ass behind.
I'm not carrying her.
I can't. Not with this pack. Mm-mm.
There are three pianos in this wagon.
Can I be honest? I've made this trip a couple of times already, and this is the worst one so far, and we're barely one day in.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, like, this horse is pretty fun, right? Like, I get bored a couple of months in, and I feel like I'm never going to be bored with this dancing, trotting horse.
Hello! Have you heard the news?
You have to stay hooked up to the yoke. You can't keep going out into the middle of the field.
Oh, sorry, I'll trot back. What's the news? I heard that when you go across the Oregon Trail, sometimes you get to go across a river.
That is true, and it's the scariest part.
Oh. I can't wait, for I love the thrill. I love the mystique of danger. Ooh, we'll get so wet in that river.
That's true, you will get wet in the river.
Look at her splashing.
Look at her splash. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question, Madam Horse?
Uh-huh.
How was it that you came to be in our employ?
Oh, those four people who are doing this trail, when they were picking out their second piano, they were buying you and trading pelts and salt and barrels of salt away.
Flashback. Okay, so we've got three oxen and all this stuff, but we need a fourth oxen. Ooh, what is that?
Oh, look, a trot.
Look at her go.
A trot.
We got her, right?
Listen.
Yeah, but
if
we
didn't get this horse, we would regret it for our whole lives.
Right. Do we want to go to a land of plenty and unexplored promise, or do we want to go to somewhere boring? No, we want to go to the good one.
Right.
Also, when we get there, like, no one else is going to have a horse like this.
That's right.
This would be a great way for us to make new friends once we get there. A trot. A look at how I trot.
A trot.
A look at all I got. I can do a grapevine.
Ooh.
A side to side little dance. I can do a grapevine.
A trot. That horse is covered in ants. How many ants there are? A lot.
A trot.
Flashback. And that's how I dance.
Oh,
well, I dance because I was trained, but also because I'm covered in ants.
Mm. Ooh.
I'm covered in a lot of flies, but I sort of just sort of like...
I switch them away.
And they go away.
Do you three have hopes and dreams for the trail?
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, okay. So you know how we've made this trip a couple times now.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
And there is a canyon. It's called Devil's Canyon. companion. We've been through it a couple of times.
A couple of times.
Canyon, specifically Devil's Canyon. Every time I see it, I lose my mind. Cause there are donkeys going up and down the side of the canyon. And oxen aren't allowed to do that. Cause they're afraid that the way is way too narrow and will splat. Spot of the ground and splat. I really, really, really wanna climb Devil's Canyon. There's a sign that says if oxen climb up the Devil's Canyon, that the result will not be good.
But you've taken this trail times before. It's time that you push it to the edge. And this time you also have a dancing horse, and I can pre-trot and check out the ledge.
How about you guys?
Well, I'd like to go to Devil's Canyon. We've done it in times gone by.
That's true.
But beyond that, if I'm being honest, I'd also kinda like to fly. I would see the lip of Devil's Canyon and then I'd jump right off of the side. And you asked me about my hopes and dreams, so I guess I hope I would fly and I would not die.
On Angel's Canyon.
Angel's Canyon, that would be nice. Wow, I like the sound of that.
If you fly off of the edge of Devil's or Angel's Canyon, you won't do a big oxen splat.
Boom, boom, boom. I wish in another life that I could have a rope. Or maybe I just really wish that I'd been born as a goat.
Born as a goat.
Goats are cool, they've got little hooves, and I wish I had those to navigate grooves. But I was born an ox, and that is that. I hope I don't go splat.
So we want to ford the river,
climb up Devil's Canyon, fly off Devil's Canyon, have a rope, be a goat.
I think we can fit these all in our plans in.
If you guys will trust me, trust the new dancing horse. And I want to help these wishes come true. Of course, of course, of course, of course, of course. So we'll climb Devil's Canyon. We'll fly up Devil's Canyon. We'll get a rope and act like a goat. And we'll all do that, not splat. That's the plan, that's that.
That's the
oxen and horse are acting a little bit funny.
Yeah, they've been veering weirdly that entire last 2 minutes.
Do you know what? I think we should play them something different on the piano to motivate them.
Yeah. Guys, guys, what? I'm sorry.
What's wrong, Clyde?
Oh, my stomach hurts.
Oh, no. Dysentery.
No, I don't have that.
Oh, no,
that'd be so lame to have
what
that.
What is dysentery?
I definitely don't have that.
I think it's something you can get in your tum-tum that makes you poop until you die.
It's not happening to me. I just drink that kind of brown water by the side of the trail, and I was like, oh, I'm so thirsty, and I'm good. Am I sweating like a crazy amount?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, Clyde.
Hey, Clyde.
Yeah?
Hey, Clyde. The vibe that you're sort of giving right now is sort of, I don't want to be rude.
No, we're all just thinking me? It. No.
It's wild.
It's
buddy.
Like your dust you time mean? Is coming.
Yeah. And like, I don't want that for you. Uh-huh. So just like, Fix it.
Okay.
Fix it. Power through.
And Clyde, I just really hope this is not one of your attention seeking like tantrums.
You think I'm faking dysentery so that you guys will acknowledge me?
2 weeks ago you were like, oh no, you shot one of the bison, but the bison was me in disguise, and you had rubbed a whole bunch of our food supplies on you, and you sort of staggered out from behind the wagon. He's like, oh no.
Yeah, you wore some of Linda's pelts, disguised yourself as a bison, made us shoot you in the foot.
You were covered in a bunch of ants. I don't think that was part of it. That was maybe just a side effect of being covered in ants.
I'm sorry I didn't go to high school with the three of you. I'm sorry. I came from a small town.
I knew you didn't have dysentery.
I didn't go to Boston High School with the rest.
Listen, we try to be sensitive and not talk about our BHS memories that often, but like, what are we supposed to do?
We all have the pinnacle of education, a high school degree. What? Like, it's not our fault. We're born into very wealthy families.
And I'm sorry. It's a huge deal for me and Linda that we got to go. Okay?
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Boston High was like where we created our memories.
They actively were like, no women allowed.
And we were like, what about us too? And they said, fine. How many ants do you have? We said, a lot.
Everyone knows the Boston currency is ants. Look, the point is, sometimes I have feel like I have to do drastic stuff just to get you guys to include me in the quad, okay?
Clyde, you are part of the quad, dog. Otherwise, we wouldn't have put you in this wagon.
Who else could have bring salt and pepper the way that you do?
We all know Tony went to high school with you guys, and you would have brought him, except he died 1 week before we were supposed to start the trip.
Tony, I miss Tony.
Tony was so cool.
Tony, what are you talking about? Is it just because this wagon is Tony's?
Just because Tony is painted in big letters on the side of the wagon that says, the Tony Train.
Okay, listen. Just like, let us get it out of our system really quick, okay?
Tony's done some
Do you remember some of my favorite Tony stories?
Oh my God.
What are your top 10 Tony stories? Top 10 things that he did. There should be an award. If it was, it'd be called the Tonys, because Tony is so lit. Do you remember when Tony climbed up City Hall and caught electricity?
Yeah.
And the whole town was like, Tony, you've changed the town forever. We're giving you the town's key.
Top 10 Tony stories.
Top 10 stories about Tony. What are your
top 10 Tony stories?
Your top 10 stories about Tony.
When Tony's whole family left him home alone at Christmas.
Yes!
He was like, oh no, my family's gone. I can't believe that they would miss this. But then two burglars from outside of Boston crept in and tried to take all his toys. And then he put out like a bunch of traps and defended his house even though he's just a boy.
Ooh, that is a top 10 Tony story. A top 10 story about Tony. The top 10 story about Tony.
Do you guys remember that time when Tony was in 8th grade and documented all of his life stories? And then his dad was really nice. They sat by a campfire and talked about the trials of being in 8th grade. And then that time that he said Gucci, and then we all said Gucci. It was awesome. And remember that time when he got stuck on that boat, and then we were like, shirt off, and it sailed us into the blue.
He used his t-shirt as a sail.
Ooh. Gucci!
Top 10 Tony stories.
Your top 10 stories about Tony.
Your top 10 Tony stories.
Your top 10 stories about Tony.
Do
you remember when the British came and tried to levy a tax? To the Boston Harbor with Tony and said, I'm having none of that. And we threw a bunch of tea in the harbor.
Hell yeah.
And the British got super pissed.
Woo!
And we said, don't worry, it's Gucci, because Tony is the shit.
Top 10 Tony stories. Top 10 stories about Tony. Top 10 Tony stories.
He bullied me mercilessly.
Tony stories.
He really made my life hell.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
she's dead. Tony is
dead. The Tonys are coming. The Tonys are coming. The Tonys are coming. The Tonys are coming.
Oh, Tony. I miss that guy.
Oh, Miss Tony.
Oh, guys, okay. Look at this sign we're approaching. Approaching? Devil's Canyon?
Oh, they wrote all the D's out on that sign with dashes in between them.
What will happen as they enter Devil's Canyon? Will one of those oxen fly? Will they ford the river? Did they bring enough salt and ants? Find out when we return to the second half of Oregon Trail Summer, the musical! Yes, yes. Oh, welcome Dana.
And welcome Dana on the drums. Dana hits the drums. If you listen real carefully, you'll hear the moment where Dana came in on the drums.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back.
When we last left Margaret, Linda, Brian, and Clyde, they were traveling the Oregon Trail for an Oregon Trail summer with three oxen and a dancing circus horse. Will they make it all the way out west, or will a terrible fate turn them to dust? Find out in this, the second half of Oregon Trail Summer.
We're here. We're at Devil's Canyon. You three ready?
Yeah, this game time, y'all. Okay.
Do you say it's dame time?
It's dame time, y'all. Time where we really get it together and act like dames.
Yeah.
We really do what a dame would do and do the dame thing.
What would a dame do?
What would a ding-dang dame do?
What would a ding-dang dame would do?
A dame would do. Would do it all the way. A dame don't fear nothing. The name of the game. When you're a dame is to do what a dame would do. Hold on, I gotta find the one in this real quick. Oh, I found it now. Okay, thanks.
Oh, nice.
The name of the game when you're a dame is to do the dame thing all the way. Do the thing through. And I'm asking all three of you simply to do the dame thing with me.
When I stop and think about who, what is my name, first I stop and think, know thyself, are you a dame? And I think I am a dame, yes, oh I yes and please, because I do everything with ease.
I'm saying, do the dame thing, do the dame thing, do the dame thing.
Well, I'm here and I'm thinking it'll be fine, cause I'm looking around and I'm realizing it's dame time. That's right, I'm gonna climb the Hillard, and after this all of y'all can call me Damian Lillard. That's
a very specific reference, but that's Dame Time.
That's right.
I gotta be me. Ooh, I'm feeling fine. So fine, I think I might do the Dame thing and take a fly. I'm gonna climb right up here.
Up the side of Devil's Canyon now. With this dancing horse ahead of me, will surely shoo me out. Okay, I try to dance like that. Ooh, dance like a guy and some me.
I'm slipping, I'm slipping, I'm slipping down the side. I'm slipping, I'm slipping, I'm slipping down the side. I'm slipping, I'm slipping. Grab me by my side. I'm slipping, I'm tripping, I'm gripping, I'm on the side.
Do the Dame thing, do the Dame thing,
do the Dame thing. Ouch, 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 splat, splat, splat.
Do the Dame thing, do the Dame thing,
slip, slip, slip.
Don't forget to say something like a go.
Do the Dame thing, do the Dame thing.
Looking at this canyon side, it has occurred to me. We thought we climbed up pretty high, but it was only like 2 feet. So I don't think you broke your legs, and I also feel okay. And we don't need to catch you, you didn't slip too far. Say, sometimes your dreams seem big, but your dreams are actually small. But with a dancing horse, it'll lead you through it all.
Game that being elegant in a small way. Whoop, now you're a dame.
Okay.
Do the Dame thing, do the Dame thing, do the Dame thing.
Do the Dame thing, do the Dame thing, do the Dame thing.
Do the Dame thing, do the Dame thing, do the Dame thing.
Do the Dame thing, do the Dame thing,
do the Dame thing.
Do the Dame thing. Okay.
Oh, that was a little bit of a wild way to go through the cat. Yeah. Yeah, the oxen were like
tried to lead us up that small ledge for some reason.
One of them sounded like a goat for a second.
Yeah. And it was doing something like miming like if it had a rope, but it clearly didn't have a rope.
Right.
It was like, I'm tied to something. Clearly it was doing miming.
I think it might be a mistake to have the circus horse on the lead side. We might need to put the horse is also just drawing us towards the river.
Yeah, the horse clearly wants
to go. We forgot about my thing. Go through a river.
Oh, we got to support you. Let's all go to the river.
Oh, are you sure? It's got a lot of rapids.
Hey, guys, don't go towards...
No, stop. Don't go towards the river.
Oh, to trot.
It seems like they really want to go through the river.
Look, I'm down to cross the river. I mean, whatever.
Clyde.
What? I would cross it. I'm just saying.
Are you just... Do you want to cross the river? Or are you crossing the river because Tony famously was like, I'm all about crossing the river.
Exactly. And Tony would always say you were a scaredy cat.
I've never even heard that story about Tony.
Oh, really?
I definitely had the idea.
I guess it's number 11. Number 11 is that Tony was like of like top stories.
Yeah.
He like loved rivers and knew you were afraid of them. He even painted our wagon blue so
that's
it would
crazy.
Blend in with the river.
I exactly. have no memory of that
so then when we lie the wagon on its side next to the river, it blends in with the river. Or I guess if you looked at it from further away.
I was thinking just the wood part was blue.
Yeah, but he painted the whole thing.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
God, I miss Tony.
Dude.
It's not that cool. It's not that cool. Whatever. Let's fight. You know what? Let's just cross. I'll take the trotting horse alone and cross if I need to. Try, you know, sort of test things out, make sure it's safe, and then you guys can come over after.
Oh, seriously, Clyde? Okay.
Pretty brave, Clyde.
I'll do it. Yeah.
That makes sense, though. The horse is taller than the oxen, so like you could find probably the best... We
route.
Can't tell how deep the river is.
That's one of the hardest parts about fording the river is we can't tell how deep it is in the middle. And we don't know how laden down we are with salt and pepper.
Everyone told us to follow that guy at that shack over there who's like, for a low, low price, I will take you across the river.
But we're running low on rations.
Are you sure you don't want me to take you across that old river?
We're going to ford the river, sir.
Okay, but if you, it's real, I got to be honest with you, most people don't make it. This is at this point, many people die.
All right,
just take you right
sound
across
like a regular head. Shannon, my cousin.
Oh, my God, exactly
hey,
Shannon.
That is my name.
So Shannon.
Oh, really?
I'm old West Shannon.
All right, fine. Tell us one thing about yourself.
Okay. I have a hole under my house. I dug it myself, it's true. I dig that hole right under my house to hide it from all of you.
Okay.
And no, it's the hole.
No, you already told us. All right, freaking. I guess Shannon's—they're all the same. I want the story to be about them.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Let me read you this one part of my cousin's letter.
Oh yeah.
Oh my, yeah.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. She was all like, and in the middle of the big wide open, I looked at the stars and thought about how small we all
ew.
Are. Ew.
Honk shoe. Honk shoe. Ew.
Thank God. You. That is exactly what I said. Well, that's what I wrote back.
Yeah.
Embroider that on ew. A pillow, Shannon.
Oh my gosh. Wait, look. Let me read you one more thing from this letter.
Yes, please.
Even the smallest part of nature is part of a great grand circle. And even if there is no plan, there's beauty found in the lack of plan. Honk.
Shoo.
Ew.
Honestly, enroll me in Honk Shoo you, because that is disgusting.
That is horrible.
I'm disgusted and I also want to fall asleep like Honk Shoo ew. Can't believe you told that boring story to me. I'm like, honk, shoo, ew.
There's like the sleepy, sleepy, heavy lids on my eyes. But also, I could throw up my whole lunch. You guys.
Well, I also got a letter from Shannon. I guess I'll read it to you. Here's my letter from Shannon. You know what I'm gonna do. It says, if you think about it, there's a million stars in the sky. And also there are a million little cones inside your eye.
I've gotta stop you because honk, shoo, ew.
Honk, shoo, ew.
Honk, shoo. This girl and the stars. Like, yeah, I've also seen stars.
Right.
Oh, acting like she's dropping mad bars. But meanwhile, I'm like, yes, I've also seen stars.
I also got a letter from Shannon. Who was like, honk, shoo, ew. She didn't write about a hole that she was digging in her house. I mean, like, honk, shoo, ew. Prospector, old time wishing, and we don't want to talk to you.
Hearing even two more seconds about your hole, I'm like,
honk, shoo, ew. Honk, shoo, ew. Honk, shoo, ew.
Does he use that hole to take a poo? Honk, shoo, ew. And I'm like, honk, shoo, ew.
You guys, this might be a little messed up, but I'm kind of attracted to Shannon.
Which one?
Not honk, shoo.
Well, which one?
Shannon Hole.
You are attracted to the old prospect.
Shannon Hole.
Yeah, okay. Shannon Hole.
I've been so long without love in my life.
Honk, shoo, ew.
I dig a hole, but I have no one to share it with.
Honk, shoo.
What I need to say, Linda, stop choosing toxic men.
Right.
That's right.
No, I'll come with you guys.
Or you could stay with me.
No.
Or third option, I could come with you.
I don't know, Shannon.
I could come with you.
I don't like when you say it, old Channing.
Oh, no.
But guys, just like, won't we need somebody to dig a hole once we get there?
Like, fine. I hate that I'm saying this. Freaking hate hearing this come out of my mouth. What's the deal with the hole, man?
so glad you asked. The hole carries dark secrets from my dark and twisted past. Here is a map.
Ooh.
From out in the old west. I was there in the 1920s and I found which gold spots are the best. Did I say 1920s? That's not what I meant. Like a couple hundred years before. By a couple hundred years before, I mean roughly 100 years before. Take this map to all these gold spots, and then if it pays out, consider this an investment in me being a good guy without a dark past that you can maybe, like, write me a letter later.
Sure, okay, yeah, we'll write you a letter. Wait, you guys, have you ever thought about how all the ants on the ground are like the mini stars in the sky?
Whoa, you're turning into Shannon.
Sorry, yeah, you we gotta get out of here.
That is so Shannon.
I'm so sorry, Margaret. We gotta get out of here.
You know what? Come here, horse.
Trot, trot, trot.
Listen to me. I'm afraid of the water, but I need you to be strong because we're going to go for it.
Oh my gosh, look at them so doing. They're doing that. They're touching heads.
They're touching heads and they're both kicking one foot in the ground.
You and I, horse. Chaka, we're gonna go.
Chaka,
Clyde's never looked so powerful.
I feel like the exhale of from the horse's nostrils is going right up into him. Yeah.
Blowing both their hair back.
It's my God, they're sharing one
this
giant carrot.
This is like some beautiful equus moment.
Just gotta let them do their thing.
Wow.
Okay. Here I go. I'm putting my one leg over top. Steady now, girls.
Getting on the horse is not the scary part.
No, the now, girl. Oh my God, I'm up so friggin' high.
He hasn't even got to the river.
Okay, all right. And here you go. Dip your hoof into the water. Slowly, slowly, slowly. It's so...
Nay, nay, nay.
Oh God, what have I done? Trying to prove it all.
Nay, nay.
I'm gonna drown in here under the water. I will fall. And all of this just to prove that I was as cool as Tony was. But here's the thing, I'm not better. He was braver. And because I tried to live up to his memory, I'm probably gonna die. This is the stupidest thing I could have ever done. Stupider than an ox that could fly. But here we go. The water's rushing. It's rushing right by. And under the water, I will go. And with this, Clyde died.
Holy shit, we just watched both of them die.
God.
This has been all fun and games, but Clyde and the horse...
Look over there.
Slightly downriver.
It's a little gravestone. And a mound of dirt.
And there's another one behind it. There's a horse-shaped gravestone. Oh, we lost Clyde and we lost the circus horse.
Oh my God. This is
I'm telling you, hire me to get you across.
Shut up, Shannon.
Get out of here, Shannon. Look, we saw where Clyde went.
Let's do the exact same thing and hope for a different
outcome. Let's do the same thing. In Clyde's memory, we have to do what Clyde did.
We have to ride like Clyde.
We have to ride like Clyde.
Let's each get on an oxen.
That are short.
Oh, no, they're getting on us now.
Oh, no.
Do they want us to do that? That's crazy pants town.
I don't want that. I just saw that.
There's a raft over there that guy's got. Let's go stand on that raft.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Where are you going, oxen? We need to honor Clyde's memory by doing exactly what Clyde did.
They're getting on the raft? Oh, the oxen betrayed us. You know what? Let's just make the raft out of the wagon. You know, let's ride it like Tony designed it. It's painted to look like the river.
Maybe you're saying get off these oxen.
Get off these oxen, let them go on the raft, and let's get on the wagon part. take it off its wheels, float it across.
Maybe that's what Tony meant when he painted the whole wagon blue.
Tony probably knew the whole time.
This wagon needs to go in the river by itself.
Take the wheels off.
Throw the wheels away.
Maybe we shouldn't have done... Yeah, it's done now.
Well, yeah. Also, what do we want to keep on the wagon for when we get to the other side?
Okay, my name is Margaret. I'm bringing up piano.
Oh, wow.
Okay, let me test the waters here. My name is Brian. I'm bringing a piano.
No.
Okay. My name is Brian, and I'm bringing ants. Dang it, Brian, you brought ants again.
Yeah, you can bring ants. Yeah, you can bring ants.
Yeah. My name is Linda, and I'm bringing Beryl and Pelt.
No.
Beryl.
Beryl.
Yes. Okay. Here we go.
And now let's ride, y'all, just like Tony intended.
Just
hell
like Tony.
Yeah. Hell yeah. What is summer for if not rafting in the river with your two best
hell
buds?
Yeah, man.
In the memory of Clyde, we take this ride. In the memory of Tony, we take this ride.
They're all gonna die.
Yeah. Three oxen on the raft. Wheels we threw away. Piano.
Just like Clyde, don't be afraid, we are not going to die. We will not be soaring upon angels' wings. We will ford the river, we will live like kings.
Oh, ford the river. Yeah, we're starting to sink. Yeah, the rapids and the water, they're starting to make me think that maybe we should have done something slightly different than the first thing that we said, out of emotion, not a plan. But also we have a piano, and also we have us, and it's all just negotiating time until we turn to dust.
Hell yeah.
Bloop, 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 oh, oh no, I'm a gravestone now.
Up on this barrel and I'll zip the
hook. Hey lady, yeah, you might think it daft, but there's plenty of room here on the oxen raft.
We got a bunch of room, also the horse was fine. It wasn't a horse-shaped grave, it was the horse is still alive. Get on the raft.
And we can get married and have a wonderful life. I'll be
have taught me to do? Or do I live on to remember the memory of Tony, Clyde, Margaret,
Linda,
Brian?
It's me, Tony. I want you to live.
Oh, Ghost Tony, we're so glad that we get to hang out with you now. But
forever.
Yes, it's so cool of you to use your ghost powers to tell her to live.
Thank you, boys and girls.
Thank you.
Did we mention that Tony was much older than we were?
He was like a cool mentor.
He was a cool mentor.
Oldest student.
I repeated high school a couple of times.
You know what? I could live. But I'd rather rock on with my friends and that horse. Sorry, Oxen. I gotta do my thing and be a dame.
Beep, beep. Game over. This particular Oregon Trail ended with Clyde died fording the river. Margaret died fording the river. Brian died fording the river.
Linda
almost took the raft across the river with the horse and the three oxen, then got on the horse and jumped back into the river. Horse died fording the river.
And also, before the game started, Tony died of old age.
If you want to head out west, you've got to make a plan. Bring a piano, salt and pepper. Don't forget to bring the ants.
Bring your best friends, bring some oxen and one dancing horse. But there's one thing you're gonna do it. Of course, you'll ford the river.
It's all negotiation, then we ford the river.
So, kids, what did that teach you?
I thought they were really harsh to both Shannons.
Good. That was the lesson. Risk management and anti-bullying.
The end!
Listen, that was amazing.
We all have this time on our mortal coil, but at the end of our travels, each of us will ford the river.
That's right.
And we wouldn't be happy to be fording the river today with Mary Stone and Zeke Nicholson.
Woo!
What y'all got going on? We're striking, we're showing solidarity.
Yep.
What are you doing this summer? What's going on?
They're going to Oregon.
Going to Oregon.
Yeah. Truly.
Fun.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Thank you so much for both being on the pod.
Oh my gosh.
One last ride, one last ford. Both part of some truly legendary episodes. Some of our absolute favorites, some of our listeners' absolute favorites. Also, keep your eyes peeled because this same quattro is an episode of the upcoming season of Play It By Ear on Dropout.
I believe episode one.
I keep getting confused based on how they were filmed and the release order, but I think you're right.
I think this was the one that releases first. In any case,
it's a blast. It's a dang blast. The two of you are true treasures and joys.
Thank you. Well, let me say congratulations to you both
on
300 hard-fought episodes.
Wow, nobody does it better. Truly, what an honor.
We've loved
it. What an honor.
Y'all are the best. Thank you, Dana Wickens, on the Stickens. That boom who came into the room.
Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Give it up for Brett Morris. I think we can afford this.
Nice.
Thank you, dear listener. Check out our announcements episode if you're like, what are they talking about? For all the info of what to do, cancel the memorable, go live your life. And as we say at the end of episode, If you want to sing and dance,
you better bring some funk and ants.
Bye.
We bring the funk and also ants.
We bring the funk
and
also ants.
We bring the funk.
This is a fun extra post credits off book song. It's called The Funkin' Ants. Here we go now. 5, 6, 7, 8.
We bring the funk. And also ants.
Yes, sir.
We bring the funk. You gotta also bring ants. We bring the funk.
Okay.
You gotta also bring ants. We bring the funk.